Good morning and welcome to Catalate, where the catechism meets your favorite breakfast beverage, preferably a caffeinated one if you're like me. We're here at the Kirkside Cafe, and we're going to look at Lord's Day 14, question and answer 35. What is the meaning of conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary? The answer is that the eternal Son of God, who is and continues true and eternal God, took upon himself the very nature of man, of the flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, by the operation of the Holy Spirit, so that he might also be the true seed of David, like unto his brethren in all things except for sin. Now, this is a much maligned doctrine, the whole business of the birth of Christ, so we need to go to Scripture to get it right. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Romans 1:3-4, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 9:5, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then Matthew 1:18-20, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for which she is conceived in her of the Holy Spirit. Luke 1:35, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Then in the Old Testament we have this, Psalm 132:11, the Lord has sworn in truth to David, he will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. Philippians 2:17, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And then finally, 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The God-man. Now, of course, in a short devotional such as this, we don't have time to go into all of the Christological implications of this question and answer. But know this, that Jesus Christ was eternally God, but does have a starting point in terms of his humanity. But God did not beget Jesus in the sense that he created Jesus, because if he had created Jesus, then Jesus could not be God, because God has no starting point. As hard as that is to wrap our brains around, God always is, was, and always shall be. And the same goes with the Son. He is and was and always shall be. But in order for him to take our sins, to remove the curse. As we learned earlier in the catechism, he had to be born of man. And that, my friends, is the ultimate humility. That Jesus Christ would take the skin of creation in order, first, to obey his Father, and second, to save us from our sins and to reconcile us to the Heavenly Father. We'll get into more of that as the Catechism unfolds. But for now, walk with the King today, the one who is born, the one who grew in wisdom and stature, the one who fulfilled the law perfectly, the one who gave himself for you for the remission of your sins. Walk with him and be a blessing.